Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome. My name is Andy Neal, and you are listening to the Adventure Is Out There podcast. Greetings, everyone. Welcome. My name is Andy Neal, and you're listening to the podcast that asks everyday people where they found adventure, because adventure is out there, whether it was in the outdoors, travel, business, content creation, creativity. We want to know how adventure changed you, and you are changing the world around you. This is the Adventure Is Out There podcast. I know many of you right now are probably saying, Andy, what the heck? I thought this was the hiker podcast. It's on the same feed. Yes, it is. And very briefly, let me explain to you what is going on. After just years of doing the hiker podcast, and I still love the hiker podcast, I still love what I do, I decided I wanted to expand what I did, because hiking led me to a life to the outdoors, and the outdoors led me to a life of creativity and content creation and adventuring and travel. And I just wanted to expand that. I wanted this podcast to grow as I grew. So you're going to have adventurers on here. You're going to have hikers, kayakers, creators, travelers, business people, people who do all of the above on this podcast. If you're into the outdoors, you're probably going to like this podcast. If you're into just being inspired and having aspirational content from people who are in content creation and adventuring and just changing their lives for the better, you're going to like this podcast. If you like stories of how people just decided, hey, I was doing this and now I'm going to do that, you're going to like this podcast. And I just hope you guys enjoy it. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for sticking with me on this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Gregory Pax. Now, here's what I know what you're thinking right now. You're like, Andy, Gregory Pax is hiking. Gregory Pax is not just hiking. Gregory Pax is the first maker of the plus size hiking pack. But they also do duffels. They do suitcases for travel, all kinds of fun stuff. And they are sticking with the sponsorship, and I'm so glad they are. So whether you need a backpack for backpacking or just day hiking, or you need some good suitcases for your next adventure overseas or across the country, or you need a duffel for the gym, Gregory Pax has you covered. Use promo code Andy15 at checkout, and that code is stackable with promo code Andy15. You get 15% off, and that's stackable with other sales. So make sure you check that out. It helps me out a ton. So make sure you check out Gregory Pax. Go to gregorypax.com. And yeah, I am super excited for our first guest on the Adventure Is Out There podcast. We have the one, the only, Jeff Jenkins. Jeff Jenkins is an award-winning travel food blogger, speaker, podcast host, and influencer based out of the great land of Austin, Texas. Jeff is most recently and proud to add a travel documentarian to his list of adventures, as he stars in the Nat Geo and Disney Plus show that is coming out Sunday, July 9th, Never Say Never, a show that explores diverse cultures, locations, and overcomes fears. I'm super stoked for this show. Jeff and I had a great conversation, and I'm excited for you to hear it. So without any further ado, my conversation with the one, the only, blogger, speaker, podcast host, documentarian, and travel show host, Jeff Jenkins.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Our first episode of the Revamp Hiker podcast, which is now Adventure Is Out There podcast, is with one of my favorite travel adventure bloggers, influencers, soon to be Disney Plus Nat Geo host, the one, the only, adventurer himself, Jeff Jenkins. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm pretty good, Andy. Like, you don't understand, like, how excited I am. I was doing some work beforehand, and I just literally was like, oh snap, I'm jumping on with Andy. Like, this is gonna be a good time. So I know we're gonna have a good time today.
Thank you so much for coming on. I've been a huge fan of yours for such a long time. And then as I've, you know, begun to get somewhat of a platform, people are always coming to me, oh, you know who Jeff is? Jeff, you know who he is? You remind me kind of him of what you're doing and being an adventurer going out there. And I'm like, I wish I could get to that level of just amazingness and everything you do, and you have your hands into everything. And tell us just a little bit about who you are, where you come from, just kind of a little quick little bio before we get into the conversation.
Oh, for sure. The normal spiel I give is like, it was a high school. I'm from Orlando, Florida, originally Mickey Mouse country. Mm-hmm. That'll play in a second or later on in the story. But I was a high school choir teacher for 9 years. And I decided to leave like teaching to do something else. Like I was like, man, I have one life to live. There has to be something else I want to do. I thought I was going to do something else. I got into this entrepreneurial, like convinced that I could do entrepreneurship. And I went on a mission trip to go build gardens. And while I was on that trip building gardens, me and my friends came back and was like, this same community in Rwanda that we built these gardens for us needed water. And so we started a water well project. And we went back out there to go build that one water well. And while we did it, we actually only built one water well, FYI. None of us was engineers. I didn't know how water even came out of the ground. But the fact that we were able to like build like a water well, and then we were going back and showing other people how to do it and starting this organization, it gave me this confidence of like, whoa, like I can actually do this. Like, and it made me ask the question, like if money wasn't an option, if whatever you were to dream up was to actually, or dream up was to actually happen for you, what would you do? And it took me, I promise you, like over 3 days of just consistently, like the whole day, like people didn't know I was doing this, but I was literally thinking the whole time, asking myself this question, like, what would you do? What would you do? What would you do? Nah, not this. And I was like over there, like, I was like, that's not truly what you want to do. And I had to get to that place and that realization of like, the thing that might even sound crazy, you're able to do that, like whatever that is, whatever that you want to do. And I came to that conclusion of me wanting to travel the world, help people, and get paid to do it. And that's what started that journey of like me being like, you know what, I want to travel the world and get paid. Like that's that's what I want. And fast forward, my cousin helped me figure out my niche. She's a PR person. And I figured out that like there was nobody talking about plus size travel. Mm-hmm. And that's what got me into starting Chubby Diaries. The platform has grown since then. I've been recognized for just a lot of my achievements. So just really being a industry shaker, just like yourself, Andy. But yeah, just getting out there and showing plus size people or showing the world that representation matters. And if people see themselves represented, they'll get out there and do it too. And so that's what my platform does, like it's to help motivate and encourage plus size people to see the world. And we're redefining what travel looks like. And yeah, that's Jeff Jenkins.
So you are definitely redefining what it looks like to travel, especially in the entertainment sphere. Adventure travel tends to look very straight size and very white, and you're not those things.
Yeah.
What is your reaction from people been as you go out and you started just adventuring as a black man, as a plus size man?
Mm. You said, what was the question again? I'm sorry.
What is the reaction from people been when they see you as a black man, as a plus size man, not looking like what they think of as an adventurer being out there doing these things? I see your Instagram, I see your TikTok, you're climbing freaking mountains, dude. Like I'm afraid to get in the harness. I mean, I hike every day. I'm like, I don't want to get in the harness. That's not right, too big right. for that. But you're doing these things. I'm like, dude, if Jeff can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, man. You know what? I think there are some microaggressions that go on to where like I don't see them, or they try to like slightly, they have their own bias, but mm-hmm. a lot of times it's in a lot of like awe and wonder in some ways. And that's a microaggression as well. Like, wow, I'm surprised you could do that. Like, whoa, you know what? I didn't think you were going to be able to go that far. It's on that kind of level and that kind of tip that's what I experience all the time. And I'm impressed by myself often, especially from, and I didn't even mention this earlier, but you kind of did that, like even with the TV show, it was interesting how I persevered through all of that, all the challenges and stuff that came, and we can talk more about it. But yeah, like people are just very much so caught up in just like, wow, he can really do that. So when I realized that people were like that, and it's not to me to prove people wrong because that's never been the person that I am. I just believe that I can be a leader and a voice in this space. So what I'm doing now is going to help somebody else in the future, and it's going to help open up other doors.
I think that that's the key point there is I've noticed being a plus size guy out doing things that plus size people don't normally do. There's somewhat of a novelty to people are like, oh, look at how, oh, good for you.
Good for you. Yes.
Yeah. Great to get out there. How do we move, in your opinion, from just being a novelty of, oh, plus size people climbing mountains, hiking, traveling, oh, they want bigger seats, oh, they're always complaining about how there's not enough this or that, you know, things people say online, the comments we get on social media, to making it so it's not a novelty, so that we are just people living our lives, living lives of adventure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, well, there's two ways to go about it. The one is money. I think when brands, and this is something when I used to do consulting back in the day, like brands are all about the bottom line. Like, how can this bring in money? And I was telling them that like the average income for my people were $65,000 to $75,000, and they could afford taking one trip. But 98% of the people that I did my own personal study on would say they would take another trip if they knew that whatever trip that they went on would be more accessible, like for them. And so, like I always say, like if brands know that there's a marginalized group of people out there that have money and are willing to spend, like, man, that's an untapped market. So it's dive into that market. And then the other one is just like, I would say two things. So one, us doing what we're doing, like what me and you are doing, like just us being the advocates, us being the ones that not only like my advocacy is not me like having the picket side. It's me just living life and exploring and doing things that other people aren't doing so that other people can do it in the future. So it's myself putting myself out there and becoming like taking on like that sense of isolation or embarrassment if I can't actually get on this ride or I can't do this activity. So it's like, I do all that so you don't have to do it. And then I would say the third one would be just these, the marketing, the branding, like the way that people consume information and entertainment. And so for us, or for me, like we are a form of entertainment, but like Disney reaching out to me and giving me the opportunity, or Nat Geo reaching out to me and giving me the opportunity to be the star of a show, like hosting my own show. Like I remember being on set and people would be like, oh, wait, like this is your show. Like there's nobody else. Or even when people didn't know that were hearing that I had a show coming out, they automatically were thinking that, one, that it was a food show. I don't know who told them that. I'm getting that one consistently. No, and then somebody be like, on Saturdays, this past Saturday, somebody was like, I don't know where I got food from. I was like, yeah, bro, nobody mentioned it at all because I'm a big guy. Like what? So it's these different networks giving us the opportunity to shine and show who we are and our personalities, and realize very quickly, my executive producer said this. He was like, man, like when I see you now, I don't even see your weight anymore. Like, I see the personality of Jeff. And I was like, that's exactly, because I'm a human. I'm a human being. Like, just because you can physically see, like, my size, that does not take away or negate from the human being that's in there. And so that's the part that I always try to tell people, like, man, I'm not here to talk to people where their future selves are. I'm here to talk to the human being where they're at right now. And that's why, like, Chubby Diaries, I feel like, has been successful. That's why my message has been successful, is because I'm telling people, like, there wasn't a lot of platforms when I first started that actually, and there was plus size people, but they never, like, it'll be like this. They'll say, like, oh, I'm a fashion blogger, I'm a travel blogger, and I happen to be plus size. Instead of me tackling it and being like, no, I'm a plus size travel blogger. There was nobody doing that, you know? Yeah. And so, like, I wanted to talk to the people where they were, and I had the confidence of, like, hey, I'm talking about an issue that doesn't really get to come up a lot.
So Chubby Diaries, I love, I'm on the site all the time. I love the site. What was kind of the inspiration to really have a one-stop resource for all these things in your travels? Because there's so many things I'm looking up, like, you know, where to go, what to do. And then I see your page and all these, you know, sponsors and people are getting behind what you're doing. But going back to when I first started, what was the inspiration for starting this website as a resource for those in the plus size community who want to go out and travel and adventure?
I'm gonna be honest. I'm still in that entrepreneurial kind of mindset. And for me, like, the question is, how do I fund, like, my activities? Like, how do I fund the travels when I don't have brand partners reaching out to me yet for brand, or brands reaching out for brand partnerships? So it was like, I was doing what everybody else was doing in the sense of just starting a blog. Like, I was learning from everybody. Like, Nomadic Matt taught me, like, yeah, man, having a blog, like, this will get you in there. Like, the social media stuff will come. Like, you want to be able to house stuff. And so, excuse me, I was looking at it from a place of, like, okay, I'm trying to get a message out there, and this is the way to get the message out there. And this is also a way of building community. So at the end of the day, it was all about building community. It was about being able to share my message and making it a one-stop shop.
As you're doing your travels, as you're going around the world, at what point did you realize this is bigger than me?
I think it was from the beginning. I think there was a sacrifice in even starting it. Like, in the me saying, like, I'm committing to this process, like, I'm gonna commit to the heartache. I'm going to commit to the online harassment. I'm going to commit to all of that up front. And so, and that's also in me committing that what I'm doing goes beyond me. And it was also in my goal setting. Like, when I was setting my goals, when I do my affirmations, like, most of my goals, like, I have these massive goals in mind, right? And I read them off every single day. Each one of my, they always say, if you're going to have goals, you're going to have really big goals, there needs to be a why under all of your goals. Like, why do you want this? And every one of those goals always felt like it went past me. Like, I'm doing this for others. And so that was in the same manner. Like, man, I'm going to start and have one of the number one, like, plus size travel resource in the planet. And so my why is because I know how many people felt isolated, or they have this fear of just even hopping on the plane. And it's just, there's this lack of accessibility that a lot of plus size people have felt through the years. Or I have friends who have, like, best friends who are plus size, and their plus size friends never want to go anywhere with them. Yeah. And they always thought, they're like, oh, they just don't want to go. Like, there was something wrong. But no, like, the plus size friend was too afraid that they would not have a good time as their straight body friends because of their size and the lack of accessibility.
That's such a huge issue. I know, even for me, just getting on the plane sometimes, is nerve wracking. I mean, yeah. I know, like, I purposely always, I'm always racking up credit card miles because I'm purposely wanting to upgrade to business or first class just so I can have more space. Not that I want to be bougie or anything. I just want more space because it's super, super tiny just to get in a plane. And so there's so much anxiety and heaven forbid you get, you know, tagged by TSA and they're doing a pat down and that's just awkward. Someone touching you. And it's just, the whole thing can be so anxiety inducing.
Yes.
Have you heard what I'm sure you have, what have you heard from people who have been inspired by you? Or we'll put it this way, what's the most, like, just brings tears to your eyes happy thing you've heard from someone who wasn't traveling before but saw you, was inspired by you, and then it was like, I'm gonna go because Jeff did it, I can do it?
You know, like, I mean, I get these messages all the time, like, the one thing I would say is just like the thank yous. Like, I think I forget at times that like people are really, really like listening to me, like, mm-hmm. or being inspired by what I am doing. And like to hear people have gone on trips, to hear people have taken their multiple trips now, like, Hey Jeff, I went to Japan this time. I went over to Croatia and to Costa Rica. And I'm like, oh my God, yes. Like, you really just went out there. Or somebody learning how to scuba dive. Like, it's in those things, like those messages that I get of just gratitude, like really do something to my spirit and does something to my heart. And even recently, people seeing the trailers for the show, mm-hmm. like people have been like, man, like I'm seeing myself on TV. Like, how crazy is that? And so, yeah.
That was, I had that moment for you too, because I remember being, when the first teaser came out, I was sitting on the railroad at Disneyland and all of a sudden this Disney Plus trailer came out. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm just like tearing up. I'm like, oh my goodness. This is absolutely amazing. Like, he's doing it, he's out there traveling. And then like 10 minutes later, someone recognized me and said, oh my gosh, Andy, you're doing, thank you so much, you've inspired me to go out. And I'm like, wow, this is bigger than us. This is full circle. Yes, here, just that, yes, that you're inspiring me and that I can inspire other people to just go out, you know, even just to go to Disneyland. That's an anxiety inducing. Am I gonna fit on the ride? And just to know that we can go out and do these things and live our lives and live full lives is so freeing and so awe-inspiring. And just to break the mold and break the expectations of what people have of a plus size individual, because the body positivity, body inclusive, whatever you want to call it, movement is huge right now. And I was interviewed the other day and I said, well, the biggest thing is I take Lizzo for that, because she's just kind of busted it wide open for all
yes,
of us.
Yes, she is.
What do you think of that movement in general, just this movement of body positivity? There's so much criticism and praise going towards it. What's your take on is this just a fad, or is this something that's gonna, is this a fad or is it a movement?
Yeah, I think, well, it definitely is already proven itself to be a movement. So that's one thing. I think it's here in the sense it might not be called body positivity later, mm-hmm. but I think that DNA will still be in there. One thing that's been really cool that, man, and my wife is the person that would be like, she'll be like, why are you responding to these people? I actually respond to like some of the ugly messages that come through. And I'm pretty sure there hasn't been one person that I have not talked to that has like aggressively come at me, has changed their mind totally by the end of that conversation. Because what I normally tell people, like, I'm listening to what you're saying. I was like, okay, cool. Yep. All right. Well, my whole mission, and I can only speak for myself, because I feel like this is still part of that body positivity movement. My thing is that I'm all about people living life now. I want people to go enjoy themselves. And I always tell people, man, a lot of plus size people, some of the reasons that like some of us even go back to our eating habits, like maybe binge or something like that, because of like something has happened in our lives that has made us go like, because one of my coping mechanisms is to eat, you mm-hmm. know? And I'm not saying this for everybody, but it is. And I know a lot of people that it is like that for them too. But a lot of times it's because of that isolation that I felt, yeah, or because I was embarrassed. And so I'm over here showing people like, yo, you can actually live life now. So it brings this hope and this inspiration to where it actually fuels somebody and it gets them out there and to be active and to do stuff. And so it's just, to me, it's like, it's not about me trying to glorify obesity. And I think that's where people always get it like mixed up. Is that, oh man, you're over there trying to tell them that they can be fat and it's okay to be fat. Like, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm trying to say is that this, at the end of the day, me being fat is a human experience. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't take this experience away from me. So what I'm doing right now, and I feel like what other people in the body positivity community is doing, is just showing people how to live and be okay, and don't let the outside world or whatever, or like culture or the cultural norms, keep you from feeling bad about yourself and like shaming you, because shaming you ain't gonna get you nowhere. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people try to bring all this shame towards plus size people. And I always tell people, shame never moves the needle for anybody. And so like, it's all about grace. It's all about being able to show people like, hey, you can be this way and still be healthy. Cause dude, I go get checked all the time. Like people, I was getting my hair retwisted today, and I mentioned, and I was like, man, I really go get checked up on. Like I go check just to make sure I don't have like blood clots. Cause I'm always on airplanes and I'm mm-hmm. sitting down for a long time. I try to get up and move, but it's still, play with your psyche. I'm on too many airplanes here. You know, I get my blood work done. Like my doctor physically, when first seeing me, would say, hey, you need to lose weight. But then he sees my blood work and was like, hey, he's surprised, like, oh, I thought, you're everything's normal. Like all your stuff is normal. And so for me, that's how my case is, to where it's like, I am still healthy being the size that I am. And I take care of myself more than most people do. So
that's always fun when I've had that happen before too. The doctor looks at the chart, like, is this right? Like your number? Okay. And it's perplexing, but I'm active. I'm active. I don't eat red meat because I don't like red meat, and I'm active. I do all the things. I drink my water. I'm just big. Yeah. I'm just big. Like, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the show and how the show came about. Never Say Never, Nat Geo on Disney Plus. First of all, how was it like growing up in Mickey Mouse Town to be on Disney Plus now? Describe that feeling, first of all.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. In a lot of ways, I did an interview years ago where one of the guy from the podcast, the interviewer, was like, or the host, he was like, man, would you say that like Disney like contributed to like you wanted to explore the world? And I said, oh my gosh, yes it did. Or it tickled my fancy. It kept me in that vein, because my dad actually was a chef at Disney.
Oh wow.
He just retired from Disney as a chef not too long ago. And so it's definitely surreal, because I used to get to go to Disney all the time. Even as kids, we'll go in there by ourselves. He'll drop us off and we'll open the park and close the park like consistently. I used to take girls on dates to Disney. Like, so it was just like crazy. And I just went to an event called Disney's Dreamers Academy that my dad used to be the chef for. He was one of the chefs at that event, and he actually started that event. And the fact that I started as one of the chefs for that event, and the fact that I got invited to speak at this event at Disney, he was like, wow, that's crazy. If I was still there, he says, I would have been cooking for you. And he was like, I've seen celebrities come and go. And he was like, that's you now. And that blew my mind. So it's been surreal and overwhelming. But it still comes back down to that same place of like trying to make people proud, people in Orlando. Like I'm excited that I'm like from Orlando and I can talk about this major company that's in Orlando, how we have a connection and a partnership now.
And it's funny to me because, you know, I'm a huge Disney nerd. I mean, look behind me. It's like, it's obsessive about it. I lived in Oregon and had a Disneyland season pass for 3 years in a row. We'd go down so much. I was like, might as well just get the season pass. It's fine. Annual pass. And I noticed about myself, that's why we've renamed the podcast Adventure is Out There Podcast. It's this idea that Disney's inspired me, like, wow, I've watched all these movies. I've done all these things. I've gone to the parks. I want to go live it now. I remember, you know, there was one time I went on one of my first hikes and there was this place. I'm like, this looks like Grizzly River Run in Disneyland. Like, exactly. Like, oh my gosh. Like,
yeah.
And it's like, but this is real. Like, oh my gosh. And I was just inspired to find more things like that. And it's just cool as a company how people say what they want. You know, it's plastic, it's fake. But, you know, I go to the parks, I watch the movies, and it inspires me to go and live my life. It's so cool how a company and media can do that for a person.
Yeah.
What was the process? What was the process like to get your own show? Do you pitch to Disney? They come to you? Did Nat Geo come to you? What was that like?
Yeah. So I just was doing my thing. Excuse me. I was just doing my thing on social media. I started understanding the game because I got pitched to multiple times by different production companies. Mm-hmm. And so I can make it through it was like a process. Like there's a process through it all. And a lot of those got cut short very quickly. Like I would do the first two, three interviews and then that was it. This production company reached out who is commissioned by Nat Geo to create TV shows, unscripted TV shows. And they was like, hey, we want to make a show around you. And so I think I did maybe five different interviews within a week span from that initial email. I even jumped on the phone with the talent agent that day after she emailed me. She was like, can you take a call today? And I was like, yes, I can. And I took that call and, it was just a production company reaching out and that's how it actually got started in that sense.
What was the development process looks like? You get the show started and how did you and the production company decide this is what the show is going to look like? Mm-hmm. This is what we're going to do. What was the development creative process like in starting the show?
Well, I'll say this, it's interesting. And I'll tell this to anybody, man, go in and get your foot in the door. What they pitched me on initially is not what we're doing now. Mm-hmm. And I had this very suspicion that if I show my personality, if I show people what I'm doing, I promise you, I felt like it was going to change. Like I knew they were probably going to change how the show actually went. But after I did those interviews, they put together like a whole demo kind of tape and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they had to present to Nat Geo of my interview. And then they took all my content that I put throughout the years on social media. So I always tell people, man, you never know who's going to look at your content. So keep posting and it could, I mean, I had the intentions that it was going to pay off and it definitely did. And so after they put that together, cause they actually stopped, they reached out to me and we did all the stuff. And then it was all right, well, we're going to be gone for eight weeks, mm-hmm. to 8 weeks. And I was like, wait, what? It was like, don't get nervous. This is just how it goes. Like if we give Nat Geo this demo and they like our pitch, we move to the next stage. And so they put together that thing and they sent it and it was about 8 weeks. And then I had to actually reach out to them hey,
what's going on?
It's been over 8 weeks now. Like, what's up? And it was oh no, we're still here. We're hoping to hear something back from Nat Geo. And then literally that next day or two, Nat Geo reached out and was like, hey, we want to take your demo and we want to make it into a pilot. So we want to make a concept of the show. Let's mm-hmm. show what the show can be. Already during this time, we had changed the the format or what we thought the show was going to be. And so then we went and did the two pilot episodes. I went to Iceland and Hawaii, and that was a really cool experience. That was like one of the first times being on a TV like production. And if we didn't go anywhere, if this didn't get greenlit, I would have been fine with just that experience by itself, because it was fantastic to be able to do Disney and Iceland on Disney's dime. Like, oh man, it was perfection. And Iceland is expensive, and Hawaii is expensive. We all know that. So to do that, I was bringing my best foot. That was in the time, like during that pilot run thing that I had to do. Like, I was so nervous because I've never did a show before. So I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, it was like that kind of feeling. Like, I don't know what to do. And it was like, just be you. And I was like, I don't even know what that means. It was like, well, be like, what you do on social media, well, just keep that up. And I was like, oh, that's it. I was like, oh, I could definitely do that. And so we did that. And then it took about, let's see, 5 months from the time that they filmed that, they edited it and then sent it off. And I heard that there were like a lot of back and forth on editing and stuff like that with Nat Geo during that time as well. And it took March of 2022 for me to get the green light for eight episodes. And so that's how it like got started. So they reached out to me April of 21, and by March of 2022, a whole 11 months, I was like doing that process, and it took before we got the green light. And then it took 8 months to fully finish all eight episodes.
Awesome.
And then another 4 months of VO work.
I've been watching on social media doing that, all the VO,
VO never stopped. I was like, oh gosh. Bro, I remember when we finished the last one, I said, oh, thank God. Like April 15th, never forget it. I was there.
So Never Say Never, it premieres July 9th, is that correct?
July 9th, yes.
On Disney Plus.
To come out on National Geographic TV on the July 9th. And okay. On July 12th, it comes out on Disney Plus and Hulu.
Nice. Mm-hmm. What with it's coming out here soon. It's going to be, this episode drops the last week of June. So it'll be, you know, watch, set your DVRs, you know, set your reminders, do all the things. What do you hope, not just the plus size community, but people who watch the show in general will take away as you're traveling the world, climbing mountains, doing all these things? What is one takeaway you want the majority of people to have?
I want them to be inspired, like more than anything, to be inspired, and that they're inspired enough to go out there and just try and do something that they normally wouldn't have done. Like they actually have expanded what their comfort zone is now. Like life, the whole theme of the show is life begins where my comfort zone ends. Nice. And so like, or they not expand, but contract on what their comfort zone is, and like just literally take those steps forward and go live their best lives. But it's also like one of those things to where like I'm hoping to be pleasantly surprised by like people's reactions, you know? You know, this is the proudest thing I've ever done, and it's been 2 years in the making, and I'm hoping that this product is like really good. I've been able to see some of the episodes now, and they're fantastic, you know? Although they're all about me, so I'm biased. But the way that they're filmed and shot, like, man, this is different. And there's nothing like it on TV. So I really do. I just hope people are inspired and that they really do receive this show as inspiration, and that they want to see more of it.
Nice, nice. What in the show, the process of making it, and obviously no spoilers, but what was the most, it could be vague as you need to be, challenging thing for you, whether it's a specific task you had to do or just being on set? What was the most challenging thing for you that really pushed your boundaries?
Yeah, well, I can tell you right now, this whole show is me pushing my boundaries. And I would say in that, I don't think that humans should have this much experience back to back to back. Personally, I don't think that, because it's a lot. And it opens up the door in your own brain to be like, you just are adrenaline junkie. Like, I got to get the next thing. Like, what's the next thing? So the highs are really high and the lows can be low sometimes. So it's like navigating that. And I'm doing it all for the sake of TV. I'm doing it all for the sake of like motivation and encouraging people to get out there. So me doing all this stuff is different. And it's like, I'm putting myself through the ringer so that we build and have this amazing product. But yeah, it was navigating how do I process everything that's happening at one time. That was like the hardest thing, because it was like, people would be like, all right, so I'm climbing a mountain this day. I'm walking across a bridge this day. I'm white water rafting off of a waterfall one day. So it was just like, the people, and then my producers would be like, are you ready for the next thing? I was like, dude, I'm still thinking about all the other stuff I just did, you know? So that was a tough one. That was definitely tough, but it was so worth it. And it was still a lot of fun. If I had to pick something, that's what was tough.
And that just sparked something in my brain. As you were doing those things, how were not just the production crew, but the people you were with, you know, climbing those mountains, doing those things, how were they as like, being accommodating to you and understanding that you're a plus size person doing these things? I know for myself, I went kayaking for the first time with my daughter 3 weeks ago. I was terrified. I never got a kayak because I'm big. Yeah. And there was all these weight limits and stuff. And I'm like, I don't know. And the company I was with an outdoor resort thing here. And they set up this thing for all these influencers in Oregon to go do this. And I was the only plus size influencer. And I was like terrified. We had to go kayaking, and I go there and the company that's doing the kayaking was so accommodating. And they were talking to me about and this is in the middle of rural Southern Oregon, so I was not expecting this. They're talking about inclusion and how they're trying to be inclusive for, you know, all people of all backgrounds with disabilities, body sizes, body types. And I was just so put at ease and felt so comfortable, and they made it work for me. And it was amazing. Did you have an experience like that for you where you're like, I got to get in this harness, I got to do this thing, and the people around you were just so loving and accommodating that you're like, this is how it needs to be in the real world all the time?
Well, Andy, I'll first say, like, man, I'm in my feelings too. Trying not to cry here, but oh my gosh, brother, to hear that is so beautiful to hear, brother. Like, in so many different ways, I was the example for a lot of people when it came down to, like, this is their first time doing it. It was like, you know what? I never thought about this. I never thought about like making these accommodations for anybody of size. And so that just warmed my heart to hear that this is what people are doing. And I know that a lot of other people, because even now when I show up places, people are already on it. And I love that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my whole show, the whole time. And I promise you, I was skeptical every time. Like, it's just because my life on the line in some ways. But man, I tell you, my producer, especially Tara. Tara is one the AD for my show. I love her dearly. They called her the Jeff Whisperer, because she could be in my ear. She can calm me down. She can do a lot of stuff. But she was always adamant about my safety and making sure that, because then I learned that about TV. Like we want a season two. We don't want to kill you. We don't want you dying in the first season, because then we'll all be out of a job. And it was like, none of us will get a job ever again in Hollywood. So, but yeah, so I even think that the attention to details, the innovation that the show did is things that can be mimicked and used for across the board for any travel. This is the first time that most of those people that did those excursions that I did, mm-hmm. I was the largest person they ever did.
Oh, wow.
And it was like not even close in the sense of like people, because they always had their size limit. It usually stopped at like 220, 225, yep. 250, and that was it. So they've never went past that. And there's so many people between my size and that. And it was really cool to see a quick extra strap or we just need to loosen this up or tighten it here. And like, oh, there's a vest that you can use. Like all these different things that they were like, oh, that was it. Like simple stuff that they could just modify that made it safe and accessible for me to get on.
That's such an amazing feeling. Cause I remember when I went there with the other influencers, like, yeah, I'm probably not gonna be able to do it. They're not gonna be able to accommodate me. I get there and they knew I was coming. They handed me a vest that fit me. And I'm like in tears. I'm like, I have never found a life vest that fits me without like them trying to, you know, contrap some other things together. Yep. And I'm like, this vest is made for me. Where did you get this? I want one. You know? Wow. And it's awesome to hear about, you know, I think first ADs don't get enough credit. So I'll shout out to Tara there. Cause
oh my God,
ADs are the hardest working people on set. I swear.
Oh my gosh. She's the greatest. And, she taught me, instead of saying action, we use please. So like, that's how we started it. So she was just this ball of just beautiful energy. And so she'd be like, all right, Jeff, please. And you'd be like, okay. Doing your stuff.
All right. So the show's coming out here pretty soon. What would you, as we're getting ready to close out here, what would you tell, whether it's someone who's just nervous about travel or adventure or a fellow plus size person, someone who's, and I get these messages all the time, you know, I want to go do this hike. I want to go do this or that, but I'm scared. I'm, you know, for whatever reason, it just as a general advice, what would you tell someone who's afraid to go past their boundaries, push their boundaries and go do the thing? What would you tell them?
I'm going to be honest. It sounds very simple. It's more so, man, just commit, just go for it. Like what do you have to lose in some ways? You know, I say, find these people like me and you that are out here, like really doing this stuff, because I'm telling you, when people see themselves, they be like, oh, well, if Andy can do it, oh, of course I can do it then. Like, or it's not even that. It's just like, oh man, I didn't even know this was possible. So it's like, if you need that inspiration before you commit, I would say, look at our stuff. But there's so many different resources online that now that weren't there before that can actually help change your mindset about just going. Because honestly, I always tell people, man, if you really want to go on a trip, book the ticket. That'll get you on the trip. Don't buy excursions, don't get your hotel, just buy your plane ticket. That'll get you traveling, because people it's so hard to get your money back from planes.
It is.
So it's just like, man, once you do it, now you really commit it. Like, you put your money where your mouth was.
Buy the ticket. Do it.
Buy the ticket. That's really all it takes. And just look at our stuff, because I'm telling you, when you also realize, and I feel like this is one thing that I feel like is and I don't think I've ever said this out loud, but when you realize that you're not the only one who's having this experience, and I think a lot of plus size people think this, like, I'm the only one that's having this kind of, I'm the only one in the world that's had this kind of problem, you know? And then you find out quickly that like, oh no, like, oh, you think the same way I do? You feel the same way I do? And I did not even realize that Chubby Diaries would resonate with so many people. And so, yeah.
Awesome. Jeff, thank you so much for coming on the show. If people want to reach out to you, where would they go?
Yeah, they can follow me on all my socials, Chubby Diaries. And then you also can go to National Geographic TV or Disney Plus or Hulu starting in July to see my show, Never Say Never with Jeff Jenkins. You're really, really going to like it.
Now, one last question I have to ask. What has it been like now? You've walked red carpets. What's it like now just being recognized out in the wild?
Well, it was cool that I was being recognized before. So that was kind of cool. But yeah, man, it's still a thrill right now. And I like it to an extent. I'm still learning my awkwardness moment because it's like people know me, but I don't know them. And so like, and then it's like they'll even come up to me as if we already knew each other. Like I knew them as well. Like, oh, we met the other day, Jeff. Duh, you don't remember me? It's like that kind of thing. I'm like, do I know this person? Do I not know this person? Are they just a fan or like something like that? So that part's a little awkward, but it's still fun. I love it.
I had to ask.
If you see me, please come say hey to me, because the thing that creeps me out the most is when somebody sees me and then they DM me instead of like just
coming. Yes.
Oh, and I'm my like, gosh. I was like, man, you just came up to me. Like, I'm just sitting here doing nothing.
Oh my gosh. I had that happen last year. I was hiking at Burney Falls and someone flew in the area to hike it too. And they were too nervous to walk up to me. So they're just taking video of me and then it posted online and tagged me. And I'm like, you could have just said hi. I would have taken a selfie with you, dude.
Exactly. So
awesome,
brother. I can't thank you enough for having me on.
Thank you for coming on.
Really means a lot. Like, oh, where are you based?
I'm in Southern Oregon, Medford, Oregon, okay. Between Sacramento and Portland, like directly in the middle.
Yeah. Well, we got to figure out how to get together ASAP.
Awesome. I'd love to just chase some waterfalls with you.
Come on, that'd be fun. I think a Andy and Jeff collab would be fantastical.
I agree. Thank you so much, Jeff. Thanks for coming on.
Of course.
Big thank you to Jeff for coming on the show, for being so awesome to me. Check out Jeff's show July 9th on Nat Geo and later on Disney Plus. Never say never. The show is going to be huge. It's going to be big. It's going to be the biggest thing to hit streaming. It's going to be the biggest thing to hit Nat Geo. It's just, I'm excited. I'm going to have a watch party. Like, it's that... As a larger guy myself, when we talked about this, to have this, you know, someone out there saying, hey, it doesn't matter what kind of body you have, we're gonna go do it, we're gonna go kayak, we're gonna go raft, we're gonna do all these things, it means the world. So Jeff, thank you for what you're doing. Y'all make sure you check him out, follow him on all the social medias, and you know, check out the show. And speaking of social medias, best place to follow me is at Andy Films and Hikes on Instagram, on TikTok, and now on Instagram Threads, or Meta Threads, or I'm not sure. Anyways, Threads is a thing now. It's kind of like Twitter, but not. It's kind of cool. So check that out at Andy Films and Hikes. Also, big thanks to a sponsor of our show, Gregory Packs, where not only you can get a plus size backpack for day hikes or overnights backpacking, but they also have the duffels, they have the water bladders, they have the suitcases, which I use on all my travels around the country. Be sure to check out Gregory Packs. Use promo code Andy15 to get 15% off your purchase, and that code is stackable. So if they're having like a sale that's like 20% off, you can stack that code Andy15 on another code and get, you know, however much it. I failed at math. I was a film major. But check them out. And it also, when you do make a purchase with Gregory, it does help me out. GregoryPacks.com. Use promo code Andy15. Oh, thank you so much. Do want to make an announcement. PCT Days is coming up. Pacific Crest Trail Days. I will be there with my friends over at Sawyer. We'll be doing an episode of this podcast with someone very special with Sawyer. Sawyer's going to be co-sponsoring that. So if you're at PCT Days, look for me there. I'm going to be doing a lot of great content. And yeah. Thank you all so much. Thank you, Jeff, for coming on the show. Make sure you check out what he's doing. Make sure you check out Never Say Never on Nat Geo and Disney Plus. And thank you for listening to the Adventurers Out There podcast.